Ever wonder what it takes to create a product so intense it's practically legendary? Today we're diving deep into Siberia SNUS.
Okay.
But not just any SNUS.
Right?
We're talking Siberia Negnekti 80 degrees C white dry.
Interesting.
And let me tell you, the sources we've got paint a pretty wild picture.
Yeah, it's definitely a product that pushes boundaries.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
We're not just here to talk about what SNUS is. Though for those unfamiliar, think finely ground tobacco in a pouch placed under the lip.
Right.
We're going to figure out what makes Siberia Negnekti degrees C so unique and why people are drawn to it.
Yeah, the sources highlight the extreme strength right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
And for good reason.
Really?
We're talking 43 milligrams of nicotine per gram of tobacco.
Okay, I have to admit I've never tried SNUS, so that number doesn't really mean much to me.
Sure.
What does that kind of nicotine hit actually feel like?
It's five times stronger than the average snus.
Wow.
So imagine a rush that's significantly more potent. The sources describe it as an intense chill,
Huh.
almost a biting sensation.
Wow.
They even use phrases like journey into the heart of intensity.
Journey into the heart of intensity.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty dramatic.
It is.
What do you make of that kind of language from a marketing perspective?
It's definitely designed to appeal to a specific type of consumer,
Yeah.
someone who isn't just looking for a casual nicotine experience,
Right.
but something that's powerful,
Okay.
maybe even a bit edgy.
So they're playing up the danger factor a bit.
Perhaps.
Okay.
They explicitly state that Siberia negative 80 degrees C isn't for beginners,
Oh, wow.
which is a bold move in marketing.
Yeah.
It creates a sense of exclusivity,
Yeah.
like you're part of a select group if you can handle it.
Now, the sources also keep mentioning that it's white dry snus.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean? Is that just a fancy marketing term?
It actually refers to a specific production process.
Okay.
White dry means the tobacco pouches are less moist
Got it.
and have a tighter weave.
So I'm guessing that means less mess.
Exactly.
Correct?
Minimal drip,
Right.
which experienced users tend to prefer,
Uh-huh.
but it also has a significant impact on how the nicotine and flavor are released.
Okay.
That white dry format allows for a longer, more sustained experience.
Oh, so it's not just about the initial hit, it's about how long that intensity lasts.
Exactly.
Makes sense considering the type of user they're targeting, but here's something I find interesting.
Okay.
The sources describe Siberia Negnekti 80 degrees C as refined and sophisticated. That seems a bit contradictory, doesn't it?
It's certainly an interesting contrast.
Yeah.
On one hand, they're highlighting the extreme strength,
Right.
but on the other, they're trying to elevate the product position it as something more premium.
So they're going for a strong but sophisticated kind of vibe.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay.
And the white dry aspect might actually play into that.
Uh-huh.
A cleaner, less messy experience could be perceived as more refined. But it's also worth noting that the sources frequently compare Siberia Negnekti 80 degrees C directly to other brands,
Right.
claiming it's the strongest on the market.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Direct comparisons in tobacco marketing aren't exactly common, are they?
Not particularly, especially with the current regulatory environment.
So what's the strategy there? Why be so bold?
I think it speaks to their confidence in the product and their target audience.
Okay.
They know they're catering to a niche market that values strength above all else.
Right.
And they're not shy about making that clear.
They're definitely not.
No.
I mean, the Cold War theme cans, the Negnekti 80 degrees C branding,
Yeah.
it all screams extreme power and resilience.
Right.
What kind of user do you think they're trying to attract with that imagery?
Someone who embraces challenge,
Okay.
someone who wants to be seen as tough, maybe even a bit rebellious,
Got it.
someone who sees this product as more than just snus, but a statement.
A statement of what exactly?
Perhaps a statement of individuality, of being able to handle something that others can't. It's like they're selling an experience that goes beyond just the physical sensation.
That makes sense. And speaking of sensations, let's not forget about the actual flavor profile.
Right.
The sources describe it as ultra strong spearmint
Yes.
with a hint of sweetness and dark tobacco undertones.
Right.
How do those flavors play into the overall experience, do you think?
They likely add another layer to that journey into the heart of intensity.
Okay.
The spearmint probably creates a cooling sensation that contrasts with the burn of the nicotine.
Got it.
Making for a more dynamic sensory experience.
So it's like a roller coaster for your taste buds on top of the intense nicotine rush.
Exactly.
And that complexity, that multi-sensory aspect, might be another factor that contributes to Siberian Cass 80 degrees appeal.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've covered the extreme strength, the unique white dry format.
Yes.
And the bold marketing that seems designed to attract a very specific kind of user. But what does it all add up to? What's the bigger picture here? Is Siberian Megeed 80 degrees C just about strength, or is there something more going on?
I think it's safe to say there's more to it than just strength.
Okay.
They've created a brand that taps into a certain mindset, a desire for intensity, and maybe even a bit of rebellion.
And they've packaged it in a way that's both sophisticated and edgy.
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, before we move on, I want to hear from you, our listener.
Okay.
Have you ever tried Siberia Negus 80 degrees C? What are your thoughts on this extreme snus experience? We'll be back in a moment to delve deeper into the psychology behind this product and what its success tells us about the snus market as a whole.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Siberia Negus 80 degrees C white dry snus.
Yeah, before the break, we were discussing the product's unique blend of intensity and sophistication.
Right.
And how the brand seems to be tapping into a specific consumer mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to explore that a little further. The sources repeatedly use this phrase, Siberian chill.
Yeah.
And talk about a journey into the heart of intensity.
Right.
It's almost like they're framing this as some kind of Arctic expedition for your senses.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks to how the brand is positioning this product as more than just a snus.
Right.
It's an experience, a challenge to be conquered.
So are they tapping into this innate human desire to test our limits?
I think so.
Okay.
The name Siberia itself evokes images of harsh, unforgiving landscapes.
Right.
A place that demands resilience and strength.
And by choosing that name, they're connecting those qualities to their product.
Exactly.
It's like if you can handle Siberia negative 80 degrees C, you can handle anything life throws at you.
Exactly. It's about pushing boundaries, stepping outside your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And they're playing up that idea of transformation.
Right.
Of emerging from the experience changed in some way.
Which brings us back to that cooling sensation followed by a burn that the sources describe. It sounds like they've really engineered this product to create a specific multi-layered sensory experience.
Absolutely. The initial coolness, probably from the spearmint, creates a sense of anticipation, almost like bracing yourself. Then the burn of the nicotine kicks in, delivering that intense rush.
You mentioned earlier that experienced snus users tend to prefer the white dry format.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that preference has anything to do with this desire for intensity. Does the white dry pouch somehow enhance that feeling?
That's an interesting question, and it's certainly possible.
Okay.
The white dry format is known for delivering a longer-lasting nicotine and flavor release.
Right.
So maybe for those seeking a truly intense experience, that prolonged sensation is part of the appeal.
It's like they've found a way to stretch out that moment of intensity, make it last longer.
Yeah.
And when you combine that with the powerful branding and the evocative language they're using, it creates a pretty compelling package.
I agree. They're appealing to something beyond just the physical need for nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the psychology, the emotions, the image that the product projects.
So who is this ideal Siberia Nacity 80 degrees C user?
Well,
we've talked about them being experienced snus users who crave intensity, but is there more to it than that?
I think they're also drawn to the brand's message of resilience.
Okay.
Of being able to withstand extremes.
Right.
They might be individuals who seek out challenges,
mm-hmm.
who like to test their limits both physically and mentally.
And maybe there's even an element of rebellion in there, a desire to stand out from the crowd, to embrace something that others might find too intense.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Siberia Negative 80 degrees C isn't just a product. It's a statement.
Right.
It's like a badge of honor for those who can handle it.
So they're not just buying snus, they're buying into a whole identity.
Right.
That's a pretty fascinating when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a small pouch of tobacco, but they've managed to imbue it with all this meaning and symbolism.
It's a testament to the power of branding and marketing. They've taken a relatively simple product and elevated it to something that resonates on a much deeper level.
And they've clearly found an audience that's receptive to that message.
They have.
But what about the potential downsides?
Sure.
We've talked about the extreme strength of this product and how it's clearly not intended for beginners.
Right.
Does that raise any concerns from a public health standpoint?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
And it's important to acknowledge that any product with a high nicotine content,
right,
like Siberian 80 degrees C, mm-hmm, can pose a greater risk of dependence.
So even though the brand is targeting experienced users, there's still a responsibility to promote responsible use.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
On one hand, you have consumer demand for products that deliver a specific experience.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other, you have the potential health risks that need to be considered.
Right. It's about finding that middle ground where consumer choice and public health concerns can coexist.
Exactly. And that's a discussion that goes beyond just Siberia and 80 degrees C.
It's a conversation that needs to happen across the entire tobacco industry.
Well said. Now, I want to bring this back to our listener for a moment.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this?
Mm.
Do you think brands like Siberia have a responsibility to consider the potential health risks of their products, even when targeting a specific niche?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after the break to wrap up our deep dive into the world of Siberia Necky's 80 degrees C.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to the deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fascinating to me how a product like Siberia Necky's 80 degrees C can spark such a complex conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
We've been talking about its extreme strength, the targeted marketing, the psychology behind its appeal, and even touched on some of the ethical considerations.
Right.
But I'm wondering if we zoom out a bit.
Sure.
What does the success of Siberia Necky's 80 degrees C tell us about the snus market as a whole?
It's a great question, and I think it points to a larger trend we're seeing.
Okay.
A growing demand for stronger, more intense snus experiences.
So it's not just a niche phenomenon.
No, not at all. This desire for intensity seems to be having a real impact on the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're seeing other brands introducing products with higher nicotine content,
uh-huh,
and their marketing is echoing those same themes of boldness, pushing boundaries, conquering challenges.
Okay, so what's driving this shift?
Yeah.
Is it simply that people are craving a stronger nicotine hit?
Hmm.
Or is there something more to it?
I think it's more nuanced than that.
Okay.
Remember, we were talking about how Siberia and 80 degrees C, mm-hmm, is tapping into this desire for experiences,
mm-hmm, yeah,
that align with people's values and aspirations.
Yeah.
It's not just about the physical sensation.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what that sensation represents.
Right. Like that sense of resilience of being able to handle something extreme.
Exactly. And in a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable.
Yeah.
Maybe seeking out these intense controlled experiences,
right,
provides a sense of agency, a feeling of mastery.
It's like, if I can handle this incredibly strong snus, I can handle anything.
That's a great way to put it. And this isn't just limited to the snus market either.
Oh, really?
We see it in extreme sports, in immersive entertainment, in all sorts of areas.
Okay.
People are seeking out experiences that push the boundaries, test their limits.
So it's like a cultural shift towards intensity.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay.
And as consumers become more discerning, more adventurous in their tastes,
right,
brands are responding. They're creating products that cater to this desire for something more,
mm-hmm,
something bolder, something that makes a statement.
And that brings us back to Siberia Necky's 80 degrees C.
Yeah.
They've really managed to capture that zeitgeist, haven't they?
I think so.
This product that's both incredibly strong and surprisingly sophisticated.
It is an interesting mix.
Designed to appeal to a very specific type of consumer.
Right.
It's a fascinating case study in understanding consumer psychology and creating a brand that truly resonates.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this trend towards intensity continues to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And how brands will navigate the challenges of meeting consumer demand.
Right.
While also addressing those important public health considerations.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
And I have to say, I've learned a lot.
Good.
It's amazing how much there is to unpack, even with a seemingly simple product like Siberia Necky 80 degrees C.
Absolutely.
But as always, the conversation doesn't end here.
Right.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode.
Yeah.
What are your takeaways? Mm-hmm. What questions do you still have?
Good questions.
Head over to our social media and share your insights. Until next time, stay curious.